Yeah, have some snack. Yeah, chill.
So this is the monochord.
Monochord, yeah.
Okay. And did you want to play a piece to say maybe what the name of it is?
Sure. The monochord, mono is one, chord is a string. That means one string instrument.
Yes.
And it's original from Vietnam. And in the old time, the people, they listen to the sound up on the tree and they live in the garden. You know, it's mashed together and they make the sound. So they try, you know, in the old time, the ground from the tree, special fruit from Vietnam, tropical fruit. Mm-hmm. And they make it original, that's the real ground. But now they make it by wood.
Okay.
And this stick, you can see, it's the horn of the buffalo horn.
Oh, okay.
And they
is
make
that
it this one.
Is it made of now or is it wood?
Yeah, no, it's real buffalo horn. You can see it here, yeah. And with this ball, in the old time, this ball will be much bigger so the sound can come out better. But now we have electricity so that they make it smaller, easier for you moving, and you can see some decoration. This is very like traditional Vietnamese painting.
What do some of the things symbolize?
Yeah, symbolize on the big drum. Yeah. The metal drum, they found it in the old time in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And this is my brother, he's the one who tried, he interior design. And we love to have some more like Vietnamese characteristics symbolized. And we took it from the book of the old time on the drum and he scanned it on here. So we give it to the people, they can produce this one. Because look at the other decoration, it's more like Chinese style, you know, like. Yeah, the style is a little bit different with the like phoenix and you know all those things. And and you can see maybe that the battle, like the hero in Vietnam, like all those things. But this one is kind of more interesting. You cannot find this one any on any other instrument, because we make it so special.
How old is this one? Is it this old?
Ooh, it's like I bought it when I was like 12, 13 years old. Yeah, back in Vietnam. So the monochord, in the old time, in the north of Vietnam, the people, the blind people, they blind, they cannot see.
Yeah.
And they play the instrument on the street, you know, to for money. But later on, they heard the sound, it's so sad. And in Vietnamese, we have, we say, đàn bầu ai khảy nấy nghe. Đàn bầu, that's a monochord. I translate, đàn bầu chết. Who play it, just that person listen. If you are làm thân con gái, chớ nghe đàn bầu. If you are a female, you shouldn't listen to this sound.
Oh.
Yeah, and everybody asks me why they have, you know, that sentence, like the poets.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the people, between the farmer, the people around, and they say, they explain it because the sound is sad and it's so attractive.
Yeah.
So in the old time, the woman, they should not play the instrument first. Second, they cannot, you know, participate in the ensemble or anything. They have to be, you know, in the kitchen somewhere.
Upset them?
Right. No, and they worry if the female listen to that, they can follow to the musician, you know, and you know, abandon the house and just follow the guy. So it's not good in the old time. That's why they say that. And you can hear the sound. It's so much like, like follow the voice of the people when the singing, because like piano, you have the re mi fa sol, you have the note right there, do re, between do and re, this one do, you can go, or you can go, I go lower, do, you go on the way, up and down, so. With this stick, it makes the sound. I can play all the melody because this applies to the guitar or all other string instrument. You divide by half and I make one note. I divide this one by half again. That's a physical science. You have one note but higher one octave. And the same thing, I should make like the basic note. Do, for example, I go do, do, one octave. I have song. This physical too, you divide like two thirds. Of this,
so you're putting your
I stop the string right here, but nobody can see.
Right.
He
also made a harmonic.
Right, harmonic. That's true. That's the same the guitar, but the guitar just play the basic one. Do more time. But this stick is very smart, intelligent. Because this one, like I just explained to her, in Cambodia, they have one string instrumental. In Italy, in the old time, like 13th century, they have a one string instrumental. Yeah. But it's get lost because without the stick, you just like couple notes. And you cannot do anything with that, just boom, 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 boom. Just, you know, like more like percussion. Yeah, that's why it's the function is not very good. So later on, they adapt the monochord in the, you know, like royal music, and people play in the ensemble together with all the other instrument. Yeah. Okay, I can play this song. It's from the folk song from the south of Vietnam, and the name is Lullaby. And always, like most of the song we play, we have a little intro so people can feel, you know, the mood, the melody before we start. Like the beginning, I just intros a little bit about the mode. We call it sound mode or the note mode. Depends on this hand. When I shaking, it's make it sound with different, different technique on the left hand. Yeah, it makes the sound different.
Or what do you call that?
Oh, just a stick, because it comes together with the whole instrument.
I see, okay.
Yeah, but
what
this one.
What are you using for a plectrum, the pick?
The pick, just the bamboo.
Bamboo.
Oh, bamboo.
Yeah, bamboo stick. Yeah, just something you can plug. Like sometimes I forgot, I take the bamboo and the chopstick.
You forgot your pick.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. And this one, like do, si, la, sol. Go back to the one, you can see. I can make multiple notes based on just one plug, So it's like, the music. And before, like, in Montreal one time, I played with the gentleman, he played guitar, the serenade of Schubert. I don't know, you heard about that. That's the Western music. The same, the violin, you just listen to the tone. Ave Maria, because with the notation, we can adapt the same thing,
Wow. Yes. The lullaby you play, does it have a name or?
Oh, they call it lullaby from the sound, You want me to play the whole song of that, or just a little bit, like after the intro? Thank you. And you have any more questions about that?
Okay, so that's the
monochrome. Yeah, we can go ahead to this. This is 24 string. You want some? You want to see the
The
album? Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's really
Yeah.
And one of the pictures is they're dressed as they were at the Asian Gala. And you were at the zither, right?
The
in your album.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I wear that dress. We come to the jungle, the vision to make the album. For the whole day, one day.
And also the leaves.
Oh yeah, the real leaves.
Yes.
Yeah, they make it dry flower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what your students played.
Yeah.
At
the Asian Games. And like I say, it's have an original from China, the zither, the guqing, but this one transferred to Vietnam. They make it smaller, only 16 string in the old time.
Uh-huh.
And the one I play a little bit bigger, 17 string or 24 string, just for the technique.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the music on, they say the right hand, like you make the body of the people, but the left hand is the soul. The song,
so
yeah, because more, yeah, impression, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, and the scale you can see here is a pentatonic scale,
mm-hmm.
and it's made by special wood, and here another wood up here, like naturally, and the principal, you can move them, so you make the tune, yeah, the pitch higher.
I see. Uh-huh.
Or you can move, yeah, or you can tune by this one too, yeah, on the fixed one.
So the body is wood, and what are those?
It's also by the wood, and they look like the bird flying,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
In Vietnamese, they call it nhang, it's the name of the bird.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Special, you can see the suggestion. It looked like a bird, like that. And the pentatonic scale like translate to Western son la do re mi, son la do re mi. Yeah, they don't have a C in the fa in the middle, so you can hear the sound. And people say it sounds like the waterfalls.
Yeah.
Okay, so I play. Very short, like kind of traditional old song. Yeah, and now another song like the new song, they adapt the new technique with the new harmony.
Yeah.
And you have a left hand, right hand play together. In the old time, they just play the right hand and left hand on this side. Yeah. But now we adapt like. They make a harmony like bum bum bum, like the accompanying. Yeah, they harmonic, yeah, two hands together. Or sometimes you see another finger to play more technique.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. So that's the, these 16 strings, that, yeah, we call it, yeah.
Is there a song that you'd like to play on this one?
Oh yeah, the song I just played, they call it like the Autumn from the Homeland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's based on the mode from the note, mode, the same like monochord. They divide like the note or sound, the note like they can go. Just a different, yeah, impression on the left hand.
Yeah.
Like I, yeah, shaking on the la. And another sound, it's kind of a little bit sad. Just because I change, yeah, different note, I now I press on the do. It, yeah, they call note and sound. It's not a geographic, yeah, meaning, but just the yeah, the feeling, yeah, mm-hmm. And they divide it like that, so you hear the sound. And sometimes you borrow the note like so. I press it, I borrow to the mi.
Yeah.
And just on one string, you try your own a different tone on that so you can. Just one string on that, yeah, and make a difference. Okay.
The picks, what are they made of?
Oh, this is from the horn too.
Oh, that's
yeah, horn of the animal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they make it like this. Nowadays they can have like the metal one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if your fingernail is strong enough, you can play by the, yeah.
If you grow them very long.
Right, yeah. And in the old time, the swing is were made by gold. Real gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold, yeah.
Wow.
And because the gold is kind of too soft, and
yes.
You know, it's not reliable, so
yeah.
Now they change it by metal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And in the, like in the original from China, before they say they have a lot bigger string,
mm-hmm.
And the king have two daughters, and they try to fight, you know, to have this instrument to play, and the king so upset, so he break the instrument by half,
yeah.
And give, okay, you have and you have, and it's become the zither.
Oh,
Chang, yeah, but that is one, yeah, original.
You said Chinese instruments have thicker.
Oh, thicker string, yeah.
Yeah, and these are thinner.
Yeah, they. You can see the string a lot bigger. You see, like they
yeah.
Have.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if
yeah.
You saw.
Yeah,
yeah, you can feel
and
it.
The instrument's longer
the
too.
Longer, bigger, the string stronger, and the technique when they play different with the Vietnamese theater.
Yeah.
And they have a table, and before they play, the technique is kind of, you know, have to be strong, and boom, 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 play with on the right hand, left hand. But this one, yeah, more softer and more soft impression on the string, yeah. Because the other one is so thick and so strong, you cannot even, you know, press the string down.
Also allows for modulation.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, on the left hand. If we compare these two instruments, and the technique totally, yeah, different too.
Mm-hmm.
With different tone and the,
yeah.
All the same like the koto too, koto of Japanese.
Yeah.
I change a little bit and play the.
Mm-hmm.
to chin, yeah, the tone, the mode. Son, la, do, re, mi, son, la, son, mi, de, do, like the Japanese tone.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. And the koto of Japanese, if, yeah, you can see they're very much the same, like this big string. But the way they play, they put down and they, you know, sit down on the floor like this, and yeah, different gesture to play. Mm-hmm. They sit like me, yeah, and play the instrument.
On your knees.
Yeah, play the zither on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, so every, like my master Chen Wenke, he told the, like, the culture of China, like Chinese people, before they play it, they have to have a table, you know, sit very comfortable,
yeah.
And they might, you know, have to take a bath before that, and just the way they play, they cannot smile, or, you know,
yeah,
just, yeah, the traditional, they have to concentrate so much on
yes.
the perform.
Okay.
And with Vietnamese, yeah, like the girl used to sit like this and play, or they sit on the floor. It's more, yeah, different style.
Exactly.
Yeah, to play.
While you're playing, would you mind if I turn this around and photograph some of
no
this?
No problem,
stuff?
Yeah.
Is that mother of pearl?
Yeah, the real pearl. You
wow.
can
that's
know
so
and you
beautiful.
Can do.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So, do you have any questions?
Is there ever singing accompanying the music, or is it instrumental only?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, most of the family, first of all, they sing.
Yeah.
They sing the folk song, and they may play the instrument. Some instrument they accompany to the player too, yeah. But later, like in the ensemble, we pick the folk song, and for the, all the instrument play together.
Yeah.
We may play just the music for the instrument, or we can pick up the folk song, and we, you know, rearrange for all the instrument.
Oh, I
and
see.
I, yeah, like last time. Sorry, I tuned the string for you. Time we play in the Asian Gala, the Chong Khom rice drum from the north. That's north of Vietnam, and that's a rice drum folk song. The name is rice drum. It talk about the farmer. They play the drum, and you know they dance together. And I can sing a little bit for you. Yeah. Singing about the group of children, they playing and they try to find some little animal, and you know they play the drum, the dry drum,
yeah.
And they dancing together. It's just like a paint a picture of the daily life of the people in the farmer,
yeah,
yeah. And people from yeah from the north of Vietnam. All the other song, the lullaby, I just play on the monocorn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sound from the South Vietnam.
Okay.
And talking about like the woman, they waiting for the husband come back, and she sing to the little baby, you know, yeah, we waiting for your daddy come home, something
oh,
like that, yeah, and I can sing. So you can feel the other song, it's kind of joy and happiness, but
yeah.
The second one, the lullaby, is kind of a little sadness because, yeah, in the middle of the night
yeah.
And the lady waiting for the husband come back home, and you can hear the mood is a little
yeah.
bit, yeah, different.
Yeah.
tune. About like she just start sleeping and she waiting for the time, the clock start like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and in the own time they don't have a clock, real clock, so they listen to the one guy in the village. He have a little, you know, the clapper, and he go another one, but then he make the sound like everybody here, this is bong, it's 1 o'clock, and the 2 o'clock he come back again to the village to make the noise and the sound so people know the time. So that lady, she listen and she, sing the lullaby to the baby and say, it's 1 o'clock already, 2 o'clock, and I cannot sleep, something like that.
Is that the same lullaby you were playing?
Yeah, on the monochord, but I tried to different tune, on here.
Oh, okay.
But like you have to change a little bit to make the sound, the song, Yeah, I know how to sing, but not really quite sing. But just, some folk song and,
Is there anything else you want to mention about the zither here? Or what's the difference in the sound between the 16 or 17 string and the 24 string?
Oh, with the 24 string, first of all, it's have more range. So like with the new technique, I can play more, you know, right hand, left hand, and more space to play first.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's bigger and the sound come out better.
Okay.
So that just enlarge the sound of the music.
Okay.
And I can tell even this zither is original from China, but in Vietnam, I can say like very popular instrument in Vietnam. A lot of girls want to learn this instrument. It's kind of like, they want, and I can tell because the notation is right in here. You can see son, la, do, re, mi. And they can play it easier if compared to the monochord or pipa or another instrument like uhu. Because it's, you already hear. It's true, violin, and you have to have a good ear to control your hand to play it.
And that's just 5 notes.
Right, just 5 notes, and it's ready there, and a lot of girls learn it, and we have a lot of group and sample together to play. So it's very popular instrument. And in Vietnamese, we call chan, T-R-A-N-H.
Uh-huh.
Chan, just the name of the string. Dang, dang means the instrument. Dang, chan.
Oh, dang means instrument.
Dang, instrument, D-A-N, dang.
Yeah.
We have a little accent, dang.
Okay.
And
okay.
Chang, that's the name of the zither. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there another one that you want to just demonstrate? I don't know.
Actually, I'll take it.
Sure, no problem. Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Okay, we can say a little bit about clap. Say it keeps the rhythm. Everybody play together when I put on down here. And when play, tum, tum, pum, 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 keep the rhythm. Everybody listen to this one. So let me see. Oh, I have a flute, bamboo flute.
Oh, bamboo flute.
Yeah,
oh.
Very much the same like Chinese.
What's my camera?
You get lost.
one-stop shopping for Vietnamese music.
Research about the monochrome.
Oh,
and you know Pythagoras, the mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
He the one.
Oh, Pythagoras.
Yeah,
oh.
He the one who created the one string instrument.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the old time, because
octaves and fifths.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All the instrument is come from one string first, because that's
sure.
more easier. Yeah.
Sure.
That makes
and
sense.
And yeah, in the old time, when he sit down, he have a hammer and he make you know the sound the, to the metal or something, and he heard the harmonic, harmonic. That's why he come back home and he make one string instrument.
Oh, interesting.
And I can show you yeah some picture. They even call this a. Like the instrument of God.
Yeah.
They have some photo in here. So like he sit down and he do yeah. See yeah, the hammer and he make the
oh,
noise.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There it is. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Really long time, very like yeah. Because when I was in school when we have a I took like physics class about like all different type of instrument drawing, and I picked the topic is the monochord one string instrument.
Yeah.
And first of all, I said, oh my god, it's maybe hard, you know, because I cannot find the resource about
yeah.
this. But
yeah.
surprising, when I come to library, a lot of books. Yeah, they're
yeah,
writing
about
monochord one string instrument because that's the original of.
Interesting.
The, yeah, all different. Maybe yeah. I may have a photo, give somewhere. They have a real big photo. They say this is the sound from God.
Yeah.
And have a hand of God. Yeah, to give a sound.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And come back to the.
So there are 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, the bamboo here you can see.
Okay.
Bamboo. Yeah,
uh-huh.
bamboo. Yeah, it's made by bamboo, and in the whole time you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 holes. The
oh.
other two just for hanging.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
For
it's not for playing. Yeah,
okay.
you may see it, but not for playing. And the big hole here to
just
put them out. Yeah, and we have only 6 holes, and to make the pentatonic scale. Sound that? Do you mean?
Okay.
I'm not very good. I have to practice. I need to practice more, and when you play the you blow it softly,
mm-hmm.
you make the sound lower and
okay.
stronger, make one octave higher. Like boom, the same.
Yeah.
Do, do, do.
Okay.
And you just make the sound is stronger. And this one you see only 6 holes.
Mm-hmm.
This one is 10.
Oh, 10 holes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
with 10 holes they can make like on the scale, like Western music. Do, do, sharp, re, mi, fa, son.
Oh,
they
yeah.
make on, yeah, that's one I'm not very good on.
Interesting. Okay.
And you see, yeah, the same, you see 6 holes in here,
mm-hmm.
but they have, yeah, 2 and 4 more over there. So you have
okay.
to, yeah, prop
on. You have to move your fingers.
10 fingers.
Okay.
And you play with on the scale, like Western scale. This one just like the decoration, they can make something look nice.
Well?
Yeah, bamboo.
Oh, and then painted and then with like gold.
Right, all different
painted.
Type, yeah.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
This instrument is a wind instrument too, and the way they play, they put like this
mm-hmm.
and make the sound is low, like the very low, like the bass
okay.
sound, yeah, or the music.
Okay.
I'm not very good on this one. But this. You see how they play it? They put like this, go
mm-hmm.
down, yeah.
Okay.
The other one you just put yeah, parallel
oh,
with
you
your
play that one down.
Yeah, down and
okay.
vertical, yeah, not like horizontal.
Okay. That's
the
bamboo as well?
Bamboo
oh.
as well. And it's like if you play and sample together, this sound will make boom, boom, boom. It's not like high and sharp like the other one.
How beautiful, there's a goldfish.
Yeah. And maybe you see the pipa already.
Oh,
not very good, just the string and yeah, I have on the collection, but I wish to learn that instrument,
This is called a what? Because that was, I saw one of the students was playing this.
Oh yeah. Just the different, you see on the temple, like Buddhism, Buddha, you will see just one. This clock in one in the, they use one to play when they have ceremony and they pray da 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 da. But this one kind of a little bit modern, they make all different ones, small and big, and make the sound, higher sound, dun, 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 dun. Lower, higher, and this a little bit, you know, they changing a little bit modern.
Is it a gourd or what is it?
Oh, just the wood.
It's a wood.
Yeah. And you see the monk in the temple, he sit and he, you know, sit there and he pray and he blog. Down, down, down. This is a bass for him when,
What do you call this instrument again?
I have to look at the...
Because I don't know how to spell.
Yeah. May I have the flyer?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere, yeah.
One moment.
Too many. And I, you know, I try to look at the... Maybe I put it somewhere. I get them.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Like because we have all type of instrument, and when I talk to like Professor Chong or all other ethnomusicologists, we try, you know, to have a standard name for them because they may translate a little bit different. That's why I can't, when the drum, because there are too many different drums, we try, you know, to stand there and have the right name for all of them, translate to English or French, So, like last time we played, we keep like the rhythm, or we have some decorative for the music.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When you play all, because they have a different tune. With the drum, you have boom, boom, boom. You can make the pitch different level, you know, for that one. Something like that, and it's just I have from the idea I told you from the monk to play it. You can see the big one, or maybe bigger than this one. And in the temple, the monk sit there and then he sing, he change. Yeah, when he pray.
So he just play with one.
One, just one tone, one big wooden block, one tone. Keep the rhythm when he change. Or maybe the whole group people chain together.
Okay.
Keep it, the same sound.
That's neat. Is that from Vietnam? You got that from Vietnam?
Yeah, from Vietnam too.
Wow. I can't can't believe you have more instruments in storage in Canada.
Yeah, I have a drum, the bamboo one. Uh-huh. You have ever see it on the bamboo? They put like this, and the people from the ethnic.
Really?
They play it. It's beautiful.
So you stand while
you
play.
Yeah, stand and the whole thing. They make it look like that, and you play on
wow.
the instrument. Yeah.
That's neat. Oh, the gong, yes.
Yeah. The same, like, in the temple.
Yeah.
The same. And in the old time, I can show you maybe some picture.
Okay.
Like they, in the royal, when they play for the king,
mm-hmm.
or they have a special ceremony, they have all different kind of drums, different mm-hmm. kind of gong. The big one, smaller, very small, like this side, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So old time.
What's the gong made of?
Metal,
it's metal, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, is it really heavy?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many instruments.
In the percussion, we have,
yeah,
we have a lot of little toys. Bob's
so happy. He's
oh.
only pleased to take pictures.
Mm.
Oh, let me get
the
pen there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. All the different.
Oh,
some
wow.
of them I collected like from the people in the mountain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the village people. They make it from water.
Oh, wow.
And the way they make it, this one. Wow.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
You can say like the clappers.
Too.
Yeah,
clappers.
On, yeah,
yeah,
clapper on different kind. In French, they call cliquet. And the same, they make it so when you play on the different yeah song
mm-hmm.
and you have different sound, different yeah,
yeah,
noise in
you
there.
Said these are people in the mountains?
Yeah,
this?
On the mountain, they use it a lot because they have more creative. Maybe they don't have a chance to play like the instrument kind of luxury. And they have something, you know, they just take the wood and they play together.
Right.
And they make it pretty. Or you can see here when they have a lot of cow, you know, the buffalo, and they use this one.
Cowbell.
Yeah, cowbell, almost the
wow.
same.
Hmm.
And this one.
That's a little gong.
Yeah, this one, I forgot, this the one I told you in the lullaby.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy in the village, he just go around,
oh.
like make
oh.
attention everybody.
What
do
you do to announce time?
Oh, announce time, yeah.
Oh,
the little one, and he go, you can maybe see the movie in the old time, have a guy go like boom, 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 and the whole village
wow.
coming.
And
like
you got
that.
That from Vietnam?
Yeah, the metal.
Wow.
And like I explained to you before, you can see this one is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the something in the middle,
yeah.
like the little ball up here. And it just makes the sound different.
Okay,
yeah.
without the ball.
Yeah, without the
yeah.
ball in the middle. And the same like the other one, you have a big one, small, until this small, you have a whole set.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
okay.
different.
Do you know the name of, is it like a different ethnic group that lives in the mountains? Mountain,
there's a lot, like 50 something different
wow.
ethnic. And like I know Yao,
D-A-O,
that's, yeah, Yao is one of the name, like maybe most popular group over
uh-huh.
there, and they play, you know,
so
some instrument.
They might make this instrument.
Yeah, and
wow.
they may have different custom, they may be more, most of them, because some ethnic just have like 5 or 10 people.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
yeah, in the mountain. So
is that north or south or central?
No, most of them from north of Vietnam.
Okay, uh-huh.
In south, we have more ethnic people. We call Khmer, the same like from Cambodia.
Like
K-H-M-E-R. Right,
yeah.
M-E-R, Khmer people. And they live in Vietnam too, some part from the south
uh-huh.
of Vietnam. And they have some different style, different yeah, music
okay.
with them. And most of them, they do the percussion. They have a lot of percussion. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
instruments.
Oh, okay.
Because it's easier for them to play. Yeah,
neat.
Because that's the reason. Okay.
You said I wanted you just to tell me a little bit more about the group that you formed in Canada.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
It's like, at that time, I was in school music in McGill, and I have student, and we start have a group of people in the village, like Montreal,
yeah.
The city, and they invite us to play like in the concert. That's why I start thinking maybe it's a good place for everybody to gather together,
yeah.
Practice the music. And for the younger, they keep, you know, the traditional together, they learn the instrument and play like something very easy, like the clapper I showed you before, just easy to play it, yeah.
So everyone can participate.
Right, and we have a lot of friends, they are Canadian, on the photo here you can see.
Yeah.
And they join us too, and we're very happy, we work together, and yeah, we have a lot of shows there. Yeah, she sings very well. Even she
we
cannot.
Have Jenny Thompson.
Oh, that's another one.
Uh-huh.
And the funny about Jennifer, come back to the story in Vietnam. I just taught her one song, four songs in Vietnamese, but she have a beautiful voice already.
Yeah.
She sing in the church in Iowa and Kentucky. And they have a contest for the old folk singer in Vietnam. You know, like all the traditional band, folk band play together. On to, you know, on participation. And group of my friend, I just brought her in and I said, I have a friend, she loves to learn the traditional culture.
Yeah.
And it's funny. We're thinking, oh, why don't we have one song for her to sing in the program too?
Yeah.
And she won the first prize. Can you believe? And the whole, yeah, it's so impressive because when people saw her wear the custom, traditional custom, they just talk, you know, she stand there for fun or something. But when she come out and she starts singing with the whole group, background like the traditional instrument, and the whole audience come up, you know, yeah, they appreciate a lot, and she's so happy. And later, on the newspaper, a whole country talking about her, you know, they come interview, how long have you learned the music? And we're so impressed because just one song.
And you taught her.
Yeah, I taught her. And she, you know, later she, her Vietnamese start improve better, and now she sing. And she live there, she and her husband have children over there too.
Wow.
Yeah, her children were born in Vietnam. She come back and forth, she worked for some church over here.
Yeah.
And it's amazing story, and yeah, I surprised. And from that point, I can see a lot, even my friend, before they kind of, you know, push away the traditional stuff, they want, you know, and rock and roll, rap music.
Yeah, right.
They don't like traditional at all. And on that performance, I invite them to come. I say, just come once and see if you like it, interesting or not. And they shocked because they saw American lady sing the Vietnamese folk song.
Yeah.
And they keep questioning back. They say, what's going on here? You know, the foreigner appreciate our culture, and why us, the young people, you know, we get away from them. And a lot of them come up to me and say, I'm surprised, oh my God, I never, you know, think that's interesting, because the sound, the music, and the dancing, and they start, you know, come, yeah, join us later on.
That's great.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So you founded this group in Canada, and then when you came here, now you have students.
Yeah.
How did that start? How did you start teaching? Like, who approached you first?
Oh, yeah, when I come down here, we still, you know, it's time to, yeah, stay home, everything. And one of the girls, I may take her business card, Harley, H-A,
uh-huh.
The student you see last time in the UCF. And they come up to me and they say, I want to learn the theater. That's how, I start teaching.
Interesting. Wow, and you only been here since October.
Yeah, it's just, just 1 month to prepare, sorry.
Wow. Yeah, the performance at Asian Gala 2003, one of her students was there, and all her friends from her company that she works at came to support her. So this table, all these software engineers. Table. Anyway, that's how it came. That's why I came to win all those prizes, is they left me their raffle tickets. It was wonderful.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. A lot of fun.
So.
Well, what a great resource.
They're so knowledgeable. And so many beautiful instruments. Amazing.
Yeah, and like my wish when I start teaching and I saw a lot of young people, they love the music, and the music can bring them together, like, you know, sit back and do a lot of good things. But the point is, a lot of ethnomusicologists, they are on, and they wrote them on the book in Vietnamese.
Yes, yes.
And the young people, they don't have a chance, you know, to get close to all those things. So I wish I can translate, you know, a lot of pieces of music. Sometimes they just by talk.
Yeah.
Not like Son La Do Re Mi, they say like Ho Su San Se Kong. That's another notation system.
Uh-huh.
When we transfer, and they just teach you by, you know, they say Ho Su San, and you know, the young people, they don't like it. They like the Western music notation. They can learn faster and all those things. So I try to use like Encore software to translate the music.
Interesting.
So we have a whole selection. So I can put on the website, you know, young people, or everybody interesting can research.
Does it get a little complicated when you have the semitones, I mean the microtones,
right?
Not standard pitch.
Yeah.
Now with your pentatonic, okay, but
right.
Some of the other, like what you do with
the monochrome. Yeah, and that's why I can have a technique. I can show them how to do with the left hand. Like we have some little, you know, the sign. So when they look at that, they know what to do with
right.
the sound, and they make it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's, I will taught in the conservatory back in Vietnam, mm-hmm. because they have two style too. You learn the old way, by mouth, you know, we call it, the teacher should tell you how
right.
to play it.
Yeah.
No paper, nothing at all. Just, you know,
right.
by the people,
exactly.
yeah, translate to the student. But another system, they have both, they have music notation and try for the young people. Or even, I like one of my teacher, she play the zither, the big one, with the whole concert, like the orchestra, Western orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like something to get closer, yeah, with the foreigner and with the young people too. Like first, at least they can appreciate, and then they can get in.
Yeah.
The problem, a lot of like, old musician, when they sit there, they just play the real, you know, old song. It's long, like half an hour long, and the young people, you know, start tired, and you know, it's boring them,
yeah,
and they run away. But if you find something closer to them, like even you play some a little folk song music, but funny, and, you know,
yeah.
rhythm or something, make them feel closer.
Energetic, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the first step they get in and they can get along with you later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're building a website right now about your the man
master
who you call, what's his name again?
Chang Van Khe.
Chang
Chang Van Khe. And yeah, I think you have my my card, right? On my I have my business card. Like we call musica something easier, like you say a lot about Vietnamese or something. So we try, yeah, to put some information too, so people can gather together.
But just tell us a little more about that. It's going to be in several languages.
Yeah, right, different languages, because we have a lot of friends all over the world,
yeah.
and they want to have somewhere, you know. Of course, a lot of ethnomusicologists, they have their own website,
uh-huh.
and talk about their band there, and we can have a lot of connection together.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, last year we planned to have one big project in UCLA,
mm-hmm.
University in California.
Yeah.
I have some friend there, they try to raise fund, you know, money to invite all the Vietnamese ethnomusicology come together.
Wow.
Yeah, in the couple of days we have a conference, we have the spit, you know,
mm-hmm.
all those things.
You said that was last year?
Last year. No, we planned to do that, but they still in the process.
Oh, that would be
you
wonderful.
Raise the fund and everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So try to keep them together.
That's great.
Because right now I can count maybe just like up to around 10
mm-hmm.
Vietnamese ethnomusicologists around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too many of them. A lot of them study maybe piano, violin,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. And the funny thing, I met a lot of people, they are like professor, pianist, piano professor, or great violin player.
Yeah.
But after yeah, a long time, they come back to research about those traditional instruments,
mm-hmm.
and they take another
degree, like a PhD degree in musicology or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's really neat. Is there anything else you want to add or?
Yeah, like you asked me about this group before in Montreal. Yeah, at that
yeah.
time we very active. We perform a lot, and you can see here with the
yeah.
all the different yeah events we perform.
So you had all these instruments.
Yeah, to play together
wow.
and like one of the concerts she sing, and we have fashion show a little bit like different custom from north south the ethnic people.
Yeah.
And the biggest one, we, yeah, like he Canadian, he come to see our perform one time performance,
mm.
and he just come up and he say, I want to join you guys, and he played that different gong.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Yeah, this is Professor Chambonke.
That's him.
Yeah,
that's
we come and we when he come over, and this in McGill University I perform with the whole group. This in Place des Arts. Like the big theater, biggest one in Montreal.
Oh wow!
And 3,000 audience.
Wow.
One
that's
when
huge.
We play, and you see, even we have like 50 something people, we still cannot fit in,
mm-hmm.
you know, the hills.
Wow.
And in this song, I rearranged one song, just a song, not the first song,
mm-hmm.
from one famous composer in Vietnam. And I composed for the whole like orchestra, like. 5-10 zither, monochord,
oh.
the flute, bamboo flute,
yeah.
with the transversal flute, western, you know, western flute, bamboo
uh-huh.
flute together. You may see more like, and the group of play violin, you know, play western and eastern music together
oh.
in one song with all the, yeah, the drum. And this a little bit like opera, because
mm.
have a singing and have, you know, the woman like the song, famous song. Like in three sessions,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like the woman the same, she had baby waiting. That's a real story lesson in Vietnam, in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, she wait for the husband come back, and she sit there and she wait every day. She come to the mountain, up to the mountain, she look at the ocean, you know,
uh-huh.
wait for the husband come back, and day by day, she keeps sitting there waiting, and she die. And she become the like the storm. And then, and the people go around, they can still see it up on the mountain.
So that's what the lullaby is.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
they sit there, you know, like the chicken, like the lady sit and hold the baby and she died.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
so that song
yeah.
talk about that, yeah, famous
mm-hmm.
song. And
interesting.
Mm, yeah,
okay.
most people. I hope one day I can redo this one in UCL.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I will contact her for some here. And if I get no more like people, students playing
yeah.
on the instrument.
And also, there are ethnomusicologists at UCF. You know, I'm trying to think of a name. He's in the music department, but
oh,
he
yeah.
studies Chinese music.
Wow.
So he might be a good resource.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can refer to me,
yeah.
email.
Absolutely,
yeah.
yeah.
That would be nice, yeah. So we have a concert and a lot of people, but the reason when I move here, you know, nobody take care of the group, and it's they moving, they go to school,
yeah.
go to college, and it's gone. That's why when I move here, I think, yeah, I may
start
try,
right
yeah,
here.
Start another
exactly.
band. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, you have any more
okay.
questions?
Great, this is wonderful.